There's a minig on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, to go to the mikveh for men. So what is this minig based on? So we're familiar with Takanas Ezra. Ezra made a takana that before you learn to daven, one has to go, if you're a Baal Keri, you have to go to the mikveh. However, Yudim and Mesera repealed the takana. It's a shiloh, what did he repeal? So according to the Rambam, that he repealed the Takanas Ezra, and therefore you could go ahead and learn and you could daven, being a Baal Kori. Well, the Raiva disagrees. He says he repealed the learning part, but not for the davening. So the Raiva told you still have to go to the mikveh. So we generally pass them like the Rambam. So Chassidim Machmir all year round. So someone is saying, so therefore, even though we'll make all year round, but at least on Erev Yom Kippur, so maybe we'll machmir like the Ravid. The Rush quotes from Rav Sadja going that, no, it's not a Baal Keri, it's a Din D'Oraisa. Perhaps even make a bracha on the Tefillah Erev. If Nei Hashem Titharu, that when you enter Yom Kippur, you got to go to the mikveh. The Ramban writes, so if Nei Hashem Titharu, that means Vidoy. I got to do my oral confession so I can come in early. So what's the pshat in the Rush of in the Rav Sadja? Going to the Rush wants to say maybe it's based on Kayiv Adam Watar Atzmo Berego. The Din D'Oraisa to become pure, you know, before you go up to the Beis HaMikdash and Karbanah. So the Shagas Ayi disagrees and says, well, there is no mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, maybe at least definitely not Simcha Yisera. So we assume, so therefore he rejects the Rush's reason, and the Ramah brings down in the Darkei Moshe a third possibility, it's a din of tshuva. Just like we have a halacha, you know, ger sheniskayer kekatan shenoladam, the one who converts to Judaism, there's a halacha of going to the mikveh. And you consider like you're like a newborn, kekatan shenola dami. So too, when you go to the power of the mikveh is, we wanted the power of tshuva. That's why it's a discussion, Ramah Machab, regarding Kohen Shaharag, if he does tshuva. If tshuva makes it like you're like a newborn person, so then that seems to be like the Ramah. That therefore, you're permitted to do Birkas Kohanim. So, those are the different schools of thought. That's clearly a minig. It's either that all year round, we make it, then we pass it like the Rambam. We don't need tefillas. We don't need tefillah in the mikveh for keri. However, perhaps Erev Yom Kippur will machmer like the Ravid. The minigs to be machmer those who go. However, the Rush quotes from Rav Sadja going, it seems to be a din d'oraisa, so you even make a bracha. So the Rush says maybe it's based on Chayiv Adam with Haraz Moverego. Shagas Ari says, no, it's not really a mitzvah. There is no, we don't have a mitzvah today. We don't have a mitzvah of Simcha on the Shoah Shagolim. And the Darkei Moshe brings down maybe based on tshuva. So that's the minute going to the mikveh. So the issue is today, during COVID-19, so many of the mikvahs are closed. So there's no way to go to the mikveh. So on one hand, so do we need hataras nedarim? So there's the Rav Schachter always quotes from the Dogo Meravava. He says, no, that if there's a shasad chak situation, it's understood when you took on this minim tov, when you took on this neder, it was under normal scenario. So let's say you keep Chol of Yisrael, generally, and you get, you know, what is Chol of Yisrael, but without the details, and then you're going traveling somewhere, and it's hard to get, so then it's understood. Again, you could argue what the Shasad Chak, what it is, but if you assume it's the Shasad Chak, so you can eat, quote-unquote, non-Chol of Yisrael, and then without doing Hataras Nedarim. So, going to the Dago Mevar, you wouldn't need Hataras Nedarim this year, because you're an Anas. It's understood. It's a Shasad Chak. So, however, Rav Schachter quotes the opinion, it says in a scenario where you don't have it, you can't go to the mikveh, So there's something called nine kavim that basically mikvah is, you know, is water from the ground, but here mayim shuvin, you take with a kli and you dump it over nine kavim worth, so then one can do that. So, you know, how much is nine kavim? So again, different, I've read different research, how many, like in a minute, first, how much, you know, first of all, nine kavim, anywhere from about 3.3 gallons to 4.0 gallons. So, and the generally brought down, you get about 2.5 gallons per minute. So basically, if you do a 2-minute shower, you more than cover it. Maybe a little less if you do it. So therefore, in terms of, since when you can't go to the mikveh, so if it's balkari, so you could go ahead and do tisha kavim, the nine kavim, and therefore by taking you probably take a shower longer than 2 minutes anyway. And perhaps maybe have your hand downs by your sides and or on your folded on your shoulder on by your chest, because this way the water goes directly on you. But you know, a lot of people take 2 minute showers anyway, but over here specifically to have in mind to fulfill the minhag of on Erev Yom Kippur to go to the mikveh. If you can't, since we can't go to the mikveh, so if you take a shower for 2 minutes and you'll have the nine kavim from a kli, so therefore that constitutes going to the mikveh as well.